Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Eva Rosenberg's here, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Eva's back. Eva's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Been with us since 1998. That qualifies her, and she's one of the early folks that we had on the show in the first year. She is one of the top experts on small business taxes, tax issues in the galaxy. And she's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is the Tax Mama, and she's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Eva, one of the things that I know you see all the time, and small business owners have to deal with this all the time, and that's the way we classify the people who do work for us. Are they employers? I'm sorry, are they employees, or are they contractors, right?
Yeah, and most of the time when employers make the decision on how to classify a worker, they know exactly the right way to do it, and they don't want to do that because it's so complicated.
Now, wait a minute. Time out. So they you're saying that they know they have an employee, but they don't want to call them an employee?
Absolutely.
Okay, you know, so they have somebody working for them on a regular basis, and it make their life would be simpler if they could just treat them like a contractor.
Well, it's so complicated to set up payroll and then to maintain all of the rules for payroll and all the deposits and everything
else. Reporting and all that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, just for one person, it's as complicated as it is for 50 people.
Right.
You know, so it's a real hardship for employers to comply, but most of the time when they don't comply, they know. They know. I mean, when you hire a kid, a high school kid, to work for you in the summer, and you treat him as an independent contractor, it may make your life easy, but you're really ripping off that child and starting that child off in the wrong direction
mm-hmm.
in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a lot of that kind of thing. You know, when you have somebody working for you in your business day after day,
mm-hmm.
You know, what are they? Of course they're your employee.
The IRS has a pretty specific list of ways, at least 20 ways to identify whether a person is an employer or a contractor, right?
They have what they call the 20 common law rules, yeah. And, in fact, I'm going to be teaching an in-depth workshop about this at Lorman in August that mm-hmm. really walks through and goes through some of the cases where IRS has won their position, which is obviously looking at it. But you know, the other thing that people do is they might have somebody on payroll on the lower level where they get some kind of small fixed salary or something, and when they get a commission or a bonus, they treat that as independent contractor compensation and put it on a 1099.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, not cool. It's the same job, and IRS is going after all
of
this.
So you're saying that there are times when you could probably get away with treating someone as a contractor, like a summer job or something. You could get away with that, but it's really not the right thing to do for that person.
Well, you used to be able to get away with it, but more and more people are getting caught. And, you know, why are they getting caught? Well, you know, for instance, the person doing the work goes and files for unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
That's been the traditional way to
but if you
turn
if you have a part
in, time now,
if you have a part time teenager in the summer,
mm-hmm.
do you recommend that we absolutely make them an employee if they just
well, of work? Course if they're an employee they should be on payroll.
Okay. All right.
I mean that's you know fairly obvious and you
but
and
I'm,
I know
but
that.
I'm saying but my point is though is that's one an example of where it would you. You might could skate by if the worst person's working for you $20 20 hours a week or something like that for 2 months or something. A lot of businesses will say, why bother putting them on payroll? Let's just write them a check or whatever and turn in 1099. But you're saying that even if you get by with it, it's not the right thing for the person.
Well, it's not the right thing for the person, but IRS started a new form about 2 years ago called Form 8919. And this is for people who get 1099 miscellaneouses when they should be on payroll.
Uh-huh.
And it is the tattletale form. So your kid, you know, who finds themselves suddenly having to pay self-employment taxes because they earn more than $400,
mm-hmm.
Their parents are going to look at that and say, hey, baby, you're not paying that.
That's
we're
like your employer should have paid the other half of that. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought. You're going to be right back, folks. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, our good friend, the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. We'll be right back. More on this to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.